It's good to know that we serve a great and mighty God,
yes,
and that we can have confidence in Him, and it pays off. He will show Himself able to deliver, able to meet our needs. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'm glad of that. Amen. 1 Corinthians, if you would. 1 Corinthians. Let me find my place here. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 1. You talk about people not being here tonight, and word might have got around. Brother Ross is going to preach. Maybe we can overcome it. Amen. All right, Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God.
Amen.
And Sothenes, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given unto you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched. I want you to keep that in mind, that in everything ye are enriched by Him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that you not be no division among you, that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Amen. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the privilege, God, to be here tonight. I ask, Lord, that you would touch, you would meet needs. I give my mind, my body, my soul to you tonight, Lord. I ask that you would use it for the glory of God, not to lift me up, Lord, but to lift up Jesus and to lift up your word, God, and magnify your word. Touch us tonight, Lord, with that anointing that makes preaching effective, God. That anointing, Lord, that destroys every yoke. Give us the wisdom and the knowledge, the strength and the courage that we need. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. And amen. You can be seated if you'd like. I would like to preach to you tonight on spiritual enrichment. We a lot of times think of the Word of God and, to get our needs met a lot of times. The promises of God, and they are exceeding, they're wonderful, they're great, they're mighty. And Brother Ross is not belittling them in any way. But there's more to the Word of God than the Spirit of God that is given to you and I. It's given to you for many purposes, many reasons. And it's not just a hoard to ourselves, but it is to bless our brother and our sister in Christ. It is to encourage them. It is to enrich their lives as well as our lives. If God enriches your life, it's not for you to hoard. It's not for you to get rich off of it, but it is also to help your brother and your sister in Christ. Amen? And I think that's where the church is at today. A lot of times we only think of our needs. We don't have a burden for our brother. We don't have a burden for our sister. We just think of our needs, and that's all, you know. But God didn't give us His Word. He didn't give us His grace. He didn't give us none of the things that the Holy Ghost, the Word of God, didn't give us none of those things for us to hoard them to ourselves. But He gave those to us for enrichment. Enrichment of our lives, and then it didn't stop there. We are to enrich the lives of others by our actions and our deeds according to the Word of God and according to the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so if your life is enriched and you may be wondering sometimes while you're slipping back and coming back up, and you slip back a little ways and you come back up, you get discouragement sometimes and despondent, and then you come back up to where you was and the joy comes back to you. I found in my life, if God reveals something to you and you don't use that, you don't work that God gives you, you're likely maybe to lose it and slip back to the place where you was before God gave it to you. So many times God is giving us things for us to be a blessing, and a lot of times we're not using it for a blessing, Brother John. And so God wants us to be, ready to help people, not just to hoard it to ourselves. Amen. In Proverbs 10:4, the Bible says, "He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand." I want you to listen to that. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. I mean, a slack hand is a hand that's not doing anything. Is a hand that's just used maybe for the purpose of getting gain for you. It is not used to help somebody else. So he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Listen to that. The hand of the diligent. You'll find that word diligent. Diligently seeking God. Come on. Diligently going on for God. Raising, Lord, raising the triumph of our God to the place to where people can be encouraged. Not just you being encouraged, but when they see you going on and they see you making progress in the kingdom of God, then they're encouraged to go on. So you're not just enriching your life, but you're enriching other lives around you. Those that can see that you're doing good and see your progress, and they say, "Hey, if Brother Ross can do it, if Brother John can do it, if Brother Cottle can do it, I can do it." Hallelujah. And that's the mentality that we are to leave behind. We're not to leave the mentality that only I gained this place, only I can get to here, or only Brother Dan can get to where he's at. We can't attain that. That's wrong, folks. God didn't give the Holy Ghost just to a few people to be what they are and say, "You're going to have to dwell in the..." Yes, he's the leader. Yes, he's the pastor. Yes, he's the one that has the main message. I'll agree with that 100%. But I'm telling you, he is not... You can get to the place to where you'll feel with the Holy Ghost. You are given the utterance of God. You are given the words of the Lord. So you can encourage somebody else. That's exactly what God wants in our lives. Amen. And so, Proverbs 13:4, "The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing." He hath nothing. "But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat." He'll grow. Amen. I think that's the only time that I'd want to gain some weight. I've already gained some since I've been up here, and it's not good because I'm not exercising or anything. And when I'm home, I can kind of cut back, on it because the wife don't fix a whole bunch. But when you're here around this bunch, they fixed a whole bunch, and you think you've got to eat a bunch to satisfy them. Amen? And so you put on the weight. Hey, I wish we could put on some spiritual weight. Come on. Make progress spiritually. God wants us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. Be able to fight the good fight of faith. Amen? Amen. "The soul of the diligent shall be made fat." I want you to look with me, if you want to turn with me, to 2 Peter chapter 1. And I want us to start looking at verse 5. Amen. I want you to look with me. I want you to read with me, so I'm giving you time to get there. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Now in verse 1, 2, 3, and 4, Peter establishes the fact, amen, that they were Christians.
Yes.
We're not talking to non-Christians here. Peter is talking to people that are Christians.
Right.
And verse 5, and he said, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, knowledge temperance, temperance patience, patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity, and to charity, amen. I'm talking about, he just kept on and on and on and on. Beside this, he said, add to, amen. And I want you to look with me in verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things, listen, that's a sad thing. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. It's possible that you can get so low, even in the church. You can get so down. You can get to the place to where you don't see things going on that you wish you could see going on. It's so easy to get discouraged and get despondent. But hey, let me tell you something. We can take the Word of God and we can be enriched by those things. We can have an enriched life ourselves. We don't have to wait for our brother and our sister and the pastor or anybody else to move up. We can move up with God helping us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For if these things be in you, he said, and abound. He that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, hath forgotten that it was purged from his old sins. Verse 11, look at verse 11 with me. So an inheritance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. So an inheritance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He is talking about our lives being enriched because of other people's lives. Amen. So don't get discouraged. Don't get despondent. Don't get down. You may cause your brother or your sister, amen, to fall by the wayside or get to the place to where they're not encouraged. You're not helping them for sure when they see you down. They say you despondent, you know. They say you to the place to where you don't know whether you want to go forward or go sideways or go backward. That's not going to help any of them. Amen. He said, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things, my. He that lacketh these things, the Bible said, he's blind, cannot see afar off, and forgotten they was purged from his old sins.
Right.
That's not good. When we get to the place that we can't say, I am saved, I'm still saved, I'm still sanctified, I'm still filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, I'm still joyful, I'm still on my way to heaven, I'm still trying to help my brother and sister in Christ, I'm still trying to be a blessing to those about me. If we can't do that, there's something wrong with us. Amen? We don't need that. Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians 1 and 5 that in everything ye are enriched by him.
Yes.
In everything. I want that to soak into us. In everything ye are enriched by him.
Yes.
There's not a need, Brother John, that he can't meet.
That's right. That's the truth.
Not a need.
Right.
Amen.
I mean, you may be going through a trial and you may get to a place to where you wonder. You wonder where he's at. You wonder what's going on in your life. But as long as you're still saved,
right,
as long as you're still praying, As long as you're still pressing forward. Hallelujah. You're still going on. God is touching your life. It may not be every time you get down to pray. But I can tell you, if you're persistent, one day you'll get down to pray. And I'm telling you, he'll dump a tub of honey right out on you. Amen. You'll get to the place to where in that prayer right there, God will restore everything that the enemy has ever tried to take away from you. He'll give it back to you fourfold. Hallelujah. So we need to be enriched by these things. Amen. He said, in all utterance and in all knowledge. And I know knowledge can puff up. Knowledge can, you know, you get puffed up just by knowledge alone. That's right. You know, I've had people tell me, you know, Brother Ross, if I knew as much scripture as you do, you couldn't do no more than I can do. Just knowing the scripture is not enough.
That's right.
It won't do the work.
No,
you got to have something to go with it.
That's right. Amen.
If you just know the scripture, there'll come a day to when it seems like God's a million miles away. You can quote all the scripture you want. It's not going to bring it back. But I can tell you, when the Holy Ghost comes and touches your mind and your heart and your soul and your body, then He'll restore the strength you've lost. He'll bring encouragement when nothing else can't bring encouragement. When the third part of the Godhead comes, amen, third person comes to help you pray. You know, we can't pray as we ought to, but the Holy Ghost maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. Utterance from the Holy Ghost. And knowledge and all diligence, he said. And in all, in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. Abound. The word abound means that you have a plenteous supply. You've got everything that you need. You're getting everything that you need. God's supplying all of your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Is that what Paul said? How many know that scripture? Say it with me. My God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. By Christ Jesus. Amen. Sometimes I'm not a past, you know, getting to a place of discouragement. Brother Dan occasionally has to go through those things. We have to fight our way back. Come on.
Right.
You might not know it. He might not tell you because he don't want you to be down from that. But I'm telling you, there comes times when each Christian, every Christian, there come a time in Elijah's life. I mean, buddy, after he had done mighty works. After he had walked up there and marched in the face of the king and said, it's not going to rain for 3.5 years. Ain't it going to rain at all? There come a time then he was down by the water brook. There was nobody around. No food. Water hole dried up. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. It dried up. What you going to do now, Elijah? What you going to do now? He went to a cave. Got in there. God said to him, Elijah, what doest thou here? What are you doing here, Elijah? Well, I'm the only one left, Lord.
Come on.
I'm the only one left.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to quit loving you, God. Everybody's quit. Everybody's discouraged. Everybody's despondent. Everybody's down. No, Elijah. I got 7,000.
Amen.
Haven't bowed the knee to Baal.
That's right.
7,000 haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God gave him an utterance, didn't he?
Yes.
He enriched his life.
Oh, yes, he did.
And finally, I hear him say, for that he said, take my life. Take my life. I'm no good to you. Oh. No, you don't get there, do you?
Come on, brother.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
amen.
If we can be enriched with the Word of God, we can be enriched by the Spirit of God when it speaks to us
through the Word of God and through somebody else, we can be enriched. No, I'm not always on top of it. No, Brother Cottle's not always on top of it. But I can tell you one thing, if we stay faithful, God will come to us. God will reveal Himself to us. Amen? As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, yet possessing all things. Hallelujah. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness. It doesn't say just a little bit. It says all bountifulness. Amen. Which causes us, through us, thanksgiving to God. I know thy works, he said in Revelation, and tribulations and poverty. What did he say next? But thou art rich.
Right.
You're rich.
Yes.
You're rich. I know your poverty. I know your tribulation. But thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not. In other words, I know that you're putting up with hypocrites.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something here. This is one of the strongest churches that I know of anywhere. Now, it ain't trouble free. I couldn't say that. Brother Dan wouldn't want me to say that. It ain't trouble free. But I can tell you, God is able to, in through the enrichment of your brother or your sister, to get you to the place to where you can pick up and go on. Amen. And He wants you to pick up and go on. Amen. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, have need of nothing. You know, knowest not thou that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and naked and blind? What a shape to be in. We don't have to be there. God don't want us there. No. He ain't never brought a trial on you for making you go back.
That's right.
He never brought a trial on you to make you go back. That trial was to test you, to get you to come up to where you need to be and make up your mind that you're going to go on for God. Amen.
Amen.
God has chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith. James said, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? We are thoroughly furnished. You hear me? Listen what the Bible said. 2 Timothy 3:17. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Thoroughly furnished. Accomplished. Thoroughly accomplished. Amen. Thoroughly perfected. Hallelujah. God can perfect you through trials and temptations and tribulations and persecutions and hardship. God can perfect you and bring you to a place to where you can be a blessing, not only to the church, but one individual. You can be a blessing to one individual.
Right.
Be careful when God uses you.
Right.
You don't get lifted up.
That's right. Amen.
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 Rich toward God. Amen. Hid in Christ. Amen. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. God's got all the treasures of wisdom
Amen.
And knowledge.
Yes, He has.
And He's not keeping them because they're His. He's keeping them until you ask for them.
Right.
When you ask for them, then God's going to give you exactly what you have need of. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Ephesians 3:16, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend. Now listen to this. You may be able to get a hold of, comprehend with all saints that what, let's see, let me back up. With all saints, what is the breadth, what is the length, what is the depth, what is the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. We kick that out. It's the minute that it hits our mind, we kick it out. There's no way that I can be filled with the fullness of God. Yes, you can. You can be filled with everything that God has got for you. Everything that He died for. Everything that He shed His blood for. Everything that He preached about while He was here. We can have every bit of it, Brother John.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Praise God.
But you know what? The minute it hits our brain, we kick it out. We kick it out. Passes knowledge that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Then, you know, in Luke 12:15, and He said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. We think if God doesn't keep us on the same financial plane, and the same plane of intelligence, and the same plane of encouragement, same plane of strength, we think if God doesn't keep us there all the time, then He don't want us, and He don't like us, and He's kicking us away. It's wrong. That's the devil doing that.
That's right. Amen.
God encourages us continuously with the Word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And He spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room to bestow my goods? That's exactly where we go wrong at. I have no room to bestow what I've got. In other words, we think we are just gathering and gathering, and we need God to expand our mind, expand our soul, expand everything about us. No. You've got room to hold everything that God has ever given you.
That's right, brother.
But this rich man got up. He got mixed up now. And he got caught up in himself. Listen to what he said. He said, I, me, and my, at least 11 times in that scripture. My barns, I'll tear down and build me bigger barns. And my, me, and I. Somebody needs what I'm fixing to say here.
Go ahead, brother.
You're not careful, you'd get so caught up in your little life.
Yeah.
Preach for
man.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Until God can't help nobody else through you.
Go ahead.
Right.
And it's God's plan to help other people through you.
Right.
I can tell you, if it's nothing but a smile. If it's nothing but sticking out your hand and saying, God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. Come on. And if it's feasible, if it's okay for you to do so, say, I appreciate you.
Yes.
Sometimes you can't do that. Right. Amen. It's according to who it is. But I'm telling you, God wants us to enrich the lives of other people around us.
Yes.
You can do that if people's got confidence in you. And then you humble yourself and pray and you seek God and you stick that hand out and say, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing? You're giving them some of that that God has given you.
Right.
You're sharing it with them. Amen?
Right.
Thought within himself, what will I do? He hoarded it to himself instead of giving it away. He didn't give it away. He just kept it for himself. God don't want us to keep things for ourselves. He wants us. You may not be able to even speak to somebody. Just shake their hand and say, God bless you. God bless you. You know what God bless you means? God share with you. God give to you. God supply your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody here needs what I'm preaching to you, what I'm giving to you. I don't know who you are, so don't worry about that. I just know by the Holy Ghost that God is talking to you. And that's exactly what you need. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Now, I want you to listen to this. God is able to make all grace. It's in 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work.
Yeah.
I'll give you time to look it up. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and I want you to put your finger on it as we read it, and I want you to look at it and say, this is me. This is me right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel His presence here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9:8. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, let's read it. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Stop right there. He's able to make all grace abound toward you as an individual. You. Say me, would you? Me. He's talking to me right here.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
God is able to make all grace abound toward me. Don't matter what I've been going through. It doesn't matter what the devil's trying to do. God's able to make His grace abound toward me.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Yeah.
That you, always having, listen to that, folks. Say it with me. Always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work.
Yes.
May abound to every good
work. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not alone.
Right.
I'm not alone.
No.
I've seen a time I couldn't pray. Trial. Going through a trial. God allowing me to try. Hey, I'm no better than Job. I'm not the man Job was. I wouldn't say that even. Wouldn't even come close to it. But I'm no better than Job.
That's right, brother.
That's right.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. May abound unto every good work. Would you stand with me, please? I want you to keep that scripture if you've got it. Amen. Keep it. And I want you to say to the enemy of your soul tonight, I want you to say, God is able. Would you say that?
God
is
able.
Hallelujah. To make all grace abound toward you, or me. To me. He's able to make all grace abound towards me. Yes. Yes. It doesn't make no difference what comes my way.
Amen.
It don't make no difference how many heartaches, trials, temptations. Hey, temptations, yes, we're not too good for them. You hear me?
That's right, brother. Amen.
Man is drawn away of his own lust when he's tempted,
right.
Pulled away by his own lust. But I'm telling you, we're going to be tempted some way or somehow.
Yes.
We're not too good for that.
Right.
You don't mean, the Bible said, pray that you enter not into temptation. There is times when you have to pray that God help me to overcome these temptations.
Right.
Come on, we're not too good for it, are we?
Right.
Amen. Job said that though God slay me, I'm going to trust Him.
Right.
I'm going to wait on Him.
Right.
All right, let's go back to it. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency. Always having all sufficiency in all things. Amen?
Right.
May abound unto every good work. It's one of my favorite scriptures. I love Him tonight.
Amen.
Do you love Him?
Amen.
Come on. How many love Him?
Amen.
Raise your hands.
Hallelujah.
Worship Him. Come on, worship Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love You. We praise You. We praise You, God, for Your works. Praise You for what You're doing in our lives. Praise You for the privilege, God, to suffer. Hallelujah. Praise You for all things that You're doing in our lives tonight. Hallelujah. And You're able, God, to make all grace abound toward us, that we having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Your name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, I praise you. Praise you. I praise you, God. I praise you. Oh, I praise you, God. I praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Menehete no mohote mehe. Renehite no mohote mehe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. I want you tomorrow. I know some of you work. I know some of you are busy. But tomorrow, I want you to look up the scripture. And I want you to quote it to God. Or read it to God. And I want you to pray. I want you to seek God. Say, God, I'm trusting in this scripture right here. That your grace is sufficient for me. Able to make me everything supplied. Everything supplied. Every need supplied. It doesn't make no difference what it is. I know some people fight battles like mentally. I mean, they have a time. The enemy's tried to make me say, hey, you're losing your mind. I am not losing my mind. You hear me? Alzheimer's runs in my family. I don't have Alzheimer's. Come on. This God that I serve is able to supply my need according to His riches in glory. And He is rich. He is rich. Hallelujah. I want you tomorrow. Find you a place. If you've not been praying on a regular basis, you need to find you a place tomorrow. Get along by yourself. You need to pray. You need to seek God. You need to say, God, I want you to enrich my life so I can enrich somebody else's life. I want you to make me rich so I can make somebody else rich. Amen. How many believe He's able to do that tonight? Come on. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our lives can be rich through Him. Amen. Through Him. Somebody else want the service? You want us to just dismiss? All right. Short prayer. Let's pray. Father.
Father, we do thank you.
Thank you for your blessings,
God.
Thank you for every need, Father. Thank you for your presence, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. Encourage your people, strengthen your people, Lord. Meet every need in your people, God. Meet every need, Lord. Touch this church, God. Let it abound, Lord, in your grace. Holy, holy, holy God. We'll praise you. We'll praise you. We'll praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Don't forget to pray for Brother Dan and those that went with him over there. Keep them in your prayers that they may be safe over there. That they may do a good work. Amen. God bless you. Fellowship together.